should build tunnels above ground. We should have like it would be a, like a hamster's habit trail. We want to just a
and
whole
in those
section
orbs.
Of tubes right? that run all over like you're at the bank.
This is the theme.
We call it Get Real. We have random questions that we don't see ahead of time.
What do you want to be first?
Sure, I'll go first. Reveal someone in your phone's contact list who you've given a funny name to. And that you wouldn't want them to know what that funny name is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like we all have those.
See, I was looking at my phone. I got a couple of them here. A program director I worked for at another radio station, Bill Cahill, mm-hmm. who became like a corporate guy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So he's in my phone as Bill, a huge frickin' deal now. And one of my favorites is a listener we've had for years named Ashley, who invited us over to her house to watch like the season finale of American Idol or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Back when people cared about that. Mm-hmm. And so we joked about how we were going to wake up in a pit and she's going to be lowering lotion down to
like
us.
Like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And so she's in my phone as Ashley Silence or Lotion in a Basket.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know exactly who you're talking to.
All right, it's Jim. And my question that has been selected for me and I just ripped in half is, if you had to have a part of your body shaved today and the hair would never come back,
ooh.
What hair would you remove?
For girls, that's so easy.
What's the go-to for girls? Because I know it's not mine.
I'd probably say armpit, legs,
I thought maybe
crotch area.
Brazilian,
yeah. I know what Woody was thinking. Yeah.
Honestly, anything but
I want to be smooth like a Ken doll down there.
Yeah, anything but like the hair on top of my head and my eyebrows.
True, yeah.
All right. I would have shaved and the hair never come back from the inside of my nose.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's just something like those little hairs at the end of my nostrils just grow so fast. I'm constantly having to trim them.
Yep.
All right. Gina, it's time for you to tell us your Get Real question.
Mine is, what have you been Googling lately that you've kept hidden until now?
Ooh.
So it's not like scandalous or anything, but I'm reading the third book, Onyx Storm. It's like the third book in the Fourth Wing series trilogy.
Okay.
But it's very complex. It's kind of like Game of Thrones-y, and there's like it's a different world. And
a lot of characters.
A lot of, history and stuff. So I Google like what is going on in the book so that I can follow along as I'm reading, like to totally understand.
Okay.
Because I do that with TV shows and movies too. Like I really like to understand what I'm watching or reading.
Right. Like who's this dude? Why do we, what's their deal?
Yeah. And like, okay, who is this? Because there's so many characters and there's so many bad guys and all these things. So I'm like, who is this? Like, am I supposed to know them and what their power is and all of this? So it's weird and crazy, but yeah, I Google that.
It's like a cheat sheet for what you're trying to enjoy.
Right.
Totally.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Every year, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety does a study, and the most stolen car in America right now is the Chevy Camaro.
Okay. Ooh.
The least stolen car is probably the Cybertruck, because even thieves would be embarrassed to be driving them.
That or a van, I feel like a soccer mom van.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, don't steal a car that's got Cheerios all over it.
Yeah.
I get the muscle car thing, because if you're going to steal a car, you want one where you can get away fast.
Yeah, that's true.
In case you need to.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't try to steal, like, an Elantra. Nice little car, but you're not going to run anybody. So there is the grand opening, the first one in the United States of the comeback of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond Home's very first store since bankruptcy is in Nashville, opens today, Galleria Boulevard.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Cold Springs. Okay.
Yep. So, these are going to roll out. There's going to be, I think, five total in our area and 75 across the country.
Wow.
With the comeback, don't call it a comeback, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Mama said knock you out.
Yeah, that's great. So Instagram just launched a new feature called Map, and it basically just lets you share your location if you choose to opt in to do that or not.
Right.
And as of now, by default, it's turned off. The location sharing is turned off.
Mm-hmm.
But we know how these things go, so I would recommend making sure you go in and double check. And I don't have it on mine. Like, I think they've rolled it out to like half the people.
Okay.
So I went and looked, but to turn it off, you'll go into your messages of all places, and then there's a globe.
Make it hard.
I know, it's so weird. There's a globe at the top right of the screen that you'll click, and then you'll click off. It's so strange.
Wow.
But it's just creepy. There's no point. Why? Like, if I want to share my location with my friends, I'll tell them where I'm
at. Yeah.
Like, you don't need to pinpoint and stalk me. It's weird. Yeah.
The cynic in me says, they've been doing it for years. They're just pretending to give you permission now.
It's more for like people, like other users to see you.
Right.
Yeah.
Or to be revealed.
Yeah. Because, Instagram knows where you are.
Public,
but like Creepy Joe won't know, doesn't know where I am yet.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's keep Creepy Joe away.
Yeah.
And welcome back, Jim.
Yay. We've missed you.
Well, thanks. It didn't sound like you missed me because I was listening to the podcast while I was gone. You guys sounded great.
Oh, we were awesome.
And I was like, oh, what? I don't even need me.
Oh, yes, we do.
We had great genes while we were gone. we did fine.
No, it's great to be back. I'm really glad to not be traveling. I made the switch. We went up to Connecticut to visit some family.
Yeah.
And I made the switch that people made a long time ago in Nashville, which is our airport in Nashville has become intolerable.
And it's not just picking people up and dropping them off.
Yes,
it's the actual inside
experience.
The airport.
Like, a lot of it. Maybe it's a transitional thing. We had trouble getting to our flight because we didn't realize that some of the gates that used to be there have now been moved to like a satellite concourse.
Right.
Where only four jets go. It's like a building separate from the airport where four jets can come up. And to get to that building, you have to leave the terminal, get on a bus, which goes across runways and taxiways to get to the other spot where you can get on your plane. And
that's awful.
Our bus driver had to play Frogger. He had to time it out just right because we had to cross over a runway in which there was a line of enormous 100,000-pound aircraft moving about 35 miles an hour. And our bus driver, he's driving a bus, by the way. It's
yes.
Like a dragster.
Right.
He's like, if I pound my foot to the floor on the accelerator.
Oh, wow.
We might not hit this Southwest Airlines plane.
What?
Oh, my God.
I had no idea that they had like a temporary satellite. Yeah.
It's another way to punish people who don't pay like for the
expensive
flights.
Okay, right.
So I was like,
it's like Frontier. You said it was like a weird.
Avello, Allegiant, Spirit. They put
so
all
it's like the Timu of airlines.
Okay.
We're going to put the low rent planes over there.
Okay,
just we'll shuttle them with buses, not even like transit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Light rails.
Why don't you guys hoof it half the way?
I was going to say, at least you didn't have to walk, but.
I'm picturing the last few minutes of the second Toy Story movie where they have to go get Jesse and Woody off the plane.
Yes.
It's like that, only scarier.
Oh, wow.
That's terrifying.
So watch out. If you're in gates like, I don't know, 3 through 7 or 4, watch out. Because add another half hour and take some Xanax before you, you get onto that
plane. What you saved on your cheaper ticket, you have to pay to get drugs.
That's terrifying.
Wow. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It's about to get all gender worthy up in here. Brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor-outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. All right, we got Katie in Antioch for the ladies. We got Vaughn in Brentwood for the guys. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, good luck to both of you. We have a warm-up, get acquainted question.
Yeah, let's start with Katie. On a 12-hour car trip, you can only listen to one artist or group. What's your choice?
I've done it many times. It's Britney Spears.
Oh, yes, girl.
All right.
Oh, you just got me fired up.
Gina's just like, woo! She just fist pumped.
Yes.
All of a sudden, she's dancing in front of lockers already.
Yes.
Vaughn, what about you? The artist or group on that 12-hour car trip, what are you listening to?
Probably Matchbox 20.
Oh,
that's not a bad choice. Yeah,
okay.
That's cool.
All right. Remember, each of you have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, Katie. On The Office, did Michael Scott famously burn his foot on hot coals a curling iron or a George Foreman grill?
It was the grill.
George Foreman grill, yep.
Nicely done. 1-0.
Vaughn, is Genovia an imaginary country in The Princess Diaries, Never Been Kissed, or The Princess Bride?
The Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie, what NFL team plays its home games at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts?
That's the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
Okay. You guys are doing great.
Excellent. 2-1. Vaughn can tie it up.
Vaughn, what's the name of Kylie Jenner's cosmetics company?
Oh, geez.
Need an answer. Okay.
Oh, he says screw. Just in time.
Okay, goes to you, to Katie.
What is the name of Kylie Jenner's cosmetics company? Ooh, good use of the screw.
Yeah.
It's Kylie Cosmetics.
It's like a trick question.
Yeah.
But not. All right, it's tied 2-2. Vaughn's used his screw.
Okay. Katie, Jason Voorhees is the killer in what classic horror movie series?
The Friday the 13th.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, it is a 3-2 lead for Katie. Vaughn, if you get this one, you can send it into overtime. If not, Katie wraps it up with a victory.
Vaughn, Clara Barton was a nurse who founded what health organization?
It was Red Cross.
Yes! We got a game!
Right under the wire. You got it. Okay, we break the tie with Name That Tune lyrics.
Up to 5 lines from a song. How many will you need to name it? We'll start with you, Katie.
We're going to go with 5.
She
wants all of them.
Vaughn, you want to do it in less than 5?
We'll say 3.
3.
Okay.
Okay, back to you, Katie.
I'm going
to
give it to Vaughn.
Okay, let him do it. 3 lines is all you get. Got to give us the title of the song.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something changed that ain't hard to divine.
You know, I wish I had Jesse's girl.
Yes!
Did you draw that out for dramatic effect?
I did.
Nicely done, Vaughn.
All right, we got concert tickets for Vaughn and a certificate of braggification. What an epic battle. Thanks to both of you for playing with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. This is Jim. I just got back from a vacation where I met up with family. And it was great because I got to see, you know, my wife's brother and his family and their kids. And we had like every age range. But it was very stressful trying to communicate because, you know, you have a big group of family and you're on vacation. You're like, okay, where are we going to meet up? Are we going to go for ice cream? All that kind of stuff.
So all the ages and stuff.
And all the ages. And there's different rules. There was at least 2 people categories. There was the grown-ups that use full punctuation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like everybody under a certain age that if you put a period, they thought you were mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're talking to everybody, you know, they'd be saying like, oh, you know, hey, where's dinner tonight? Oh, we're going to go to this restaurant. It's on such and such road, period. And then we'd get, why are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Like, do you really want us to go? Because it sounds like you're mad at me. No. We're not mad at you. Just using full punctuation.
Well, it's not like you're saying we're going to this restaurant, period.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they see that little dot, and it's aggressive for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And they get
some people.
They get terrified.
I am.
So, Gina, you're one of them.
Yeah.
So,
really?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. So if I send you a text that has a period at the end,
mm-hmm.
it seems like I'm mad.
It depends on the context, yes. But yes, yeah. Yes.
In general,
really?
In
mm-hmm.
general, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole generation that's why you're doing that, bro. You're being aggressive. You're being mad. You're mad at me.
Yeah. Stop yelling.
Yeah. Right.
And accuse me of being mad at you makes me mad at you.
Well, I mean, you can say like, no, I'm not mad at you, but end it with a period and they go, oh, you're mad at me.
Yeah.
And you're being passive aggressive.
You're being passive aggressive. And then like, and so trying to talk to like, okay, well, I'm talking to the other group where a period just means like you went to school.
Yeah.
You know, That's the end of the sentence.
You can read and write, you know, and then they're looking at it like, okay, well, you're an adult. Why are you talking like that? Because I'm trying not to make the younger people mad.
Right.
So it's impossible to navigate these waters with just one dot, a pixel on a phone conveys way too much information.
Wow.
It's a minefield.
So in that situation, I'll tell you kind of where my mind goes. Okay. So if you're telling a bigger group of people, and you know, say like I ask you in this text, like, hey, where are we going to dinner tonight? And you say Olive Garden, period. I'd be like, okay, dang. Like this is the only time I asked. Okay, sorry. Yeah. And then I would go into the dinner being like walking on eggshells because I would think that you're pissed at me.
Jim is so mad. He's the period.
I know. Yeah. But also you have to understand too, you have to kind of read the room and realize who you're around.
Uh-huh. Yes. You know? And that was hard to do because even no matter how much I tried to convey to the younger people in the group.
Mm-hmm.
When I put a period, it wasn't, I'm not being mad. That's just, get used to, that's the way we've always communicated.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything. It's not about you.
Yes.
You know, it's just a thing. But then they go, but you are mad at us.
Yeah,
why? Why? You know, there was no winning.
Maybe that's it. You can't convince somebody that's not about you.
No, and texting is so awkward. Like, it's so weird, too. You can't. It's hard to read people. Like, I put exclamation points because I always want people to think I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
And then it gets to the point where I'm like,
that should mean you're ultra angry.
I know. But to me, I'm like, yes, on my way. That's like how I'm typing it out.
Okay.
But yeah. Seem psycho.
Yeah, it's one of the more you try to convince, I'm not mad. Yeah. Why are you yelling?
Calm down, dude.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Okay, this could be a game changer. Chinese scientists have created self-cleaning glass.
Oh,
That's a game changer.
How does this work?
They say it's built in with electrodes that remove dust and other particles from the surface of the glass, which I guess, you know, would be amazing.
That's cool.
I mean, but would high-rises like the downtown glass buildings downtown Nashville look like they're, you know, have dandruff
all the time? Just floating away.
All the particles and then floating down.
I'm just like, I can't imagine how expensive those would be. Windows are already so expensive.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah. This
self-cleaning
is like,
glass. That's amazing.
Right.
That's
cool. This is Jeff Bezos' house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
None of us are going to have
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a supercomputer did the projections, and they say the Super Bowl winner this coming round is going to be the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
They're due.
Longtime bridesmaids.
They've never won before.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Right behind them are last year's Super Bowl teams, the Chiefs and the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And then where do the Titans fall?
You're going to have to go 30th. Down several pages.
Third to last.
Yeah, the only teams with a lesser chance of the Super Bowl are the Raiders and New Orleans Saints.
Oh, the Raiders.
So we're not at the bottom.
Saints. Dang. All right. well, today is August 8th, and that also means that it's Whataburger's birthday.
Yay.
So they are selling burgers for 75 cents today.
Oh, really?
It's their 75th anniversary.
Huh.
You can get it off like a coupon on their app or on their website. So 75 cent burgers today. That's pretty good if I say so myself.
That's not bad. If you're one of the kind of people who checks with ChatGPT about everything before you make any decision, good news. It's getting an upgrade.
ChatGPT 5.0 has become available today.
Yes.
I use ChatGPT a lot for different stuff, mostly for like boring things. Help me out here.
Give me a summary of whatever.
Exactly.
It's a time saver in that way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm using it more and more, and I just started paying for it. So I'm using the $20 a month version.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. I haven't tried out the new one that dropped today.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be faster.
Faster. They says it doesn't hallucinate or make stuff up as much.
Well, that's good.
Okay. It's not going to lie to you as much as it did.
We were just having the conversation off the air. Gina's like, hallucinate. Is it like tripping? No, it's kind of a fancy way for it to say that it makes stuff up sometimes and gets things wrong.
Yeah. And I guess you'll also be able to choose from different personalities. They give you a choice of robot, a cynic, a listener, or a nerd. So,
are your only options?
If you choose nerd, you're going to go on ChatGPT and it's going,
Well, actually, I'm going to see you at the con this weekend.
Can we do like a mansplain version?
Man, the nerd too. Like anytime you spell something incorrectly, it's going to be like, well, actually, it's spelled this way. I don't know what you're trying to say.
There's two T's in that.
Well, that's good. It's an upgrade. I just in this last week was having an argument with ChatGPT about their behavior. It's just really ticking me off. And it was really nice behavior.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. They should just call it, like, the new ChatGPT 5 should be not brown noser anymore. Like, I kept telling it, stop sucking up to me.
I've already paid. I'm feeling good, like I should.
When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. Well, you figure if somebody didn't use something for 5 years and it finally gets used, it's probably a fail. But this is a tremendous thing. The Safe Haven Baby Box. If you haven't heard about this, there's one in Hendersonville at the fire station. And it is a place where people can, if they need to surrender a baby and they have nowhere else to go.
Yeah. If they realize they can't care for this child.
Yeah. They can bring the baby here. No judgment. Baby gets what it needs. And that happened for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
Someone dropped off a baby. And then, of course, EMS people get an alert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The baby's been dropped off. And they're telling everybody that the person who dropped off this baby is the true hero.
Absolutely.
Right, right. If they realize I can't take care of this baby myself.
Yeah.
You know, whatever your situation is.
And they remain anonymous, right? So,
yes.
Like, you, there's no blame or anything.
Right.
Put
they
on
can't
it.
Be, yeah, convicted of anything.
Yeah, child abandonment or anything.
Yeah, except for just letting somebody who knows what they're doing take their child.
That's great.
Fantastic.
It's a great thing they do. This Mood Boost is brought to you by the Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow locations in Brentwood, Murfreesboro, and Berry Hill. We're all looking forward to the exciting and unbelievable future of the Music City Loop that no one understands.
It seems like on the street everybody's calling it the Tesla Tunnel.
Yeah,
That's
more accurate.
I had like an Uber driver tell me that yesterday.
Seems
to be the one that's catching on. But because everybody has been wondering, like, why are they doing this? Why was it a secret? Why didn't they tell like most of the people that run Nashville? Why are they trying to sneak this through?
Yeah, pretty much it was Elon Musk and the governor.
Yeah, and like they say it's not going to cost anybody anything, but how's Elon Musk going to make money after putting all that money in? And then it kind of came together yesterday when they said, oh, the Tennessee Tesla Tunnel is going to be from the airport to the state capitol, and it'll have a stop at the convention center or something like that.
Okay.
Right?
But that actually would make sense.
Yes.
So I'm surprised they're doing that.
Originally, they said they were just going to go to the capitol.
Yeah.
And I should have figured it out then. Here's what it is. My conspiracy theorist vibes are telling me.
Okay.
They are getting a secret bribe perk from Elon Musk. You guys work at the Capitol? You guys probably you want a direct thing to the airport? Wouldn't that be nice? A little perk?
Oh.
So it's real. It's not for tourists to get
So they're
downtown.
Not saying, they've been saying it's for tourists, but it's for
really
the politicians.
It's a really cool thing for the politicians.
It's an underground. You don't have to talk to people.
You don't have to deal with the public tunnel. Oh. And he's giving that for free. He's probably going to say, oh, we're going to lose money on it because how are they going to make that much money, right?
Then I will ask for a favor in the future.
Yeah. Well, he's already getting favors. He has a data center in Tennessee that there's only building and building and
That's
building.
True,
so he
yeah.
has like a lot of interest that the state of Tennessee can give him. And what are they getting in return? Secret tunnel to get away from the public.
I also found it
interesting. That actually makes sense.
I think it was on News Channel 5 that they wrote an article about the route. And then they said, Bourne Company said the tunnel is just the first phase and plans to hold community meetings to gather input on future routes.
Oh, from their house to downtown.
I love that they're like now including the community, which they're just going to shut them down anyway of like what the community
we
wants.
We should build tunnels above ground. We should have like it'd be like a hamster's habit trail. We want just a
and
whole
in those
section
orbs.
Of tubes that run all over like you're at the bank.
It only costs $75 billion.
Somebody brought up the fact that what if we have another flood? Like we had 15 years ago.
Whoosh.
Yeah.
That whole thing's underwater.
Now someone's going to cause a flood if it's just the politicians.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
Tell me when they're all under.
Yeah, when they're like below deck on the Titanic.
Yeah. We release the Kraken. So what do you guys got going this weekend?
My husband and I are driving down to Louisiana for a cousin's wedding, and I will be making a lot of pee stops.
That's the rumor.
Yeah.
It only takes 75 hours to get this 8-hour ride out of the way.
Yeah. And just remember, I will be more uncomfortable than you guys this weekend. I'm going to be wearing a long dress with Spanx in the humidity in swampland.
Oh.
My body's going to be like a swampland.
New Orleans in August is awesome.
Awesome. And the wedding's outdoors. And I'm
perfect.
Self-conscious about my arms, so I always wear like a long sleeve dress. So I'm just, it's going to be really fun. I'm so excited.
Well, post pictures. We can't wait to see you suffer. I'm going to be at City Auto tomorrow between noon and 2. We're having a fun thing over there as I bought my last two cars there. And we're going to be giving $250 gift cards away for gas, playing putt-putt. We'll have food trucks there. It'll be a lot of fun.
I'm sad I'm missing it.
Yeah, right off of Old Fort Parkway on Bridge Avenue in Murfreesboro tomorrow.
Nice.
Tonight I'm running the projector. We're doing like a drive-in movie at church.
Ooh.
And they're showing Pixar's Cars.
Oh, nice.
Fun.
So, yeah, I'll be the guy that they yell at. Focus!
Can you pause it? We have to go pee.
Can you put the captions on?
That's right. Turn it on.
Oh, God. You're right. It's going to be worse.
It's going to be great.
And then Sunday night, it's the beginning of the summer playoff season for my hockey team.
Oh, sweet.
So very hopefully cool. we Good win luck. And get to move on.
Yeah, you're going to been on a hot streak.
We have been. We've been the team nobody wants to play.
Next week during Gender Wars, we have rodeo tickets to give away.
Yeah, PBR Woo-hoo! For next weekend. I'll be there. I'm going. Nice.
Oh, I'd love to go to that too.
Yeah.
So if you want to play Gender Wars, just text us anytime over the weekend when you feel like it. 615-553-0933. Also, we'll do a Woody and Jim joke off. You guys have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here.